Should you buy the Bamboo Lab A1 or A1 Mini?
I suppose I own both of them, huh?
Brian, can you just let us know already?
I was getting to that, alright? So if you plan to print anything bigger than the size of my hand, then the A1 Mini's probably not for you. But hey, this might be controversial, but I actually like that about the A1 Mini. It barely takes up any space while being able to print most things I want. But then we got the A1, which I've been using extensively for the past few months. It's basically the Mini, but like just bigger build plate. In my opinion, it's the best value for a 3D printer that's out there because it comes with a built-in camera, auto leveling, noise canceling. I'm not gonna get into all the features, but if I really had to choose one, it would definitely be the A1 because price and performance, it's just there. But if I'm on a super strict budget and I can only spend like $200 to $300, the Mini is the best option as well.